Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and I am very grateful, humbled that you chose to be with me for this podcast that's being aired for the 18th of December, 2022. Well, I have a very important question that our mystery questionnaire has put to me, and he has done some research on my work. He has watched many of my TV programs. He has really done a good job of watching them. And I'm happy to tell him that, you know, the last programs that I have recorded will be on the Aspire website in January. And I hope that he watches them because they're kind of a summation of a lot of the programs that I did over the 30 years. So anyway, here we are. He asked this question, and I think it's a very good one. How can anyone survive your practice? And then he wrote, how do you go back to normal? And then he says, you know, live with your wife, your kids, your friends, your job. It would seem to me, he says, that that would be impossible. Well, if it is impossible, then I've done my job really, really well. And I do my job really well. This is why most people can't do it. Let me say this to you. You can't survive yourself. What I'm trying to show you is that if you do who you think you are, if you live by your genetic dispositions, if you live in accord with your survival mechanism, you will never be able to awaken spiritually. You will never be able to have real, true transformation and transcendence, metamorphosis, all these things. You're not supposed to survive. I don't want you to survive. And what I'm teaching you is how not to survive your old life and go back to normal. Normal is what got you into the problem in the first place. How you normally live instinctually from your DNA, from your impulses. So the object of an authentic spiritual practice is to be able to transcend the body, to live in the body, but not from the body. To live in the world, but not let the world live in you, as Jesus said. So getting back to normal, you've missed the whole point of everything I've been trying to teach over the 50 years of my existence as a teacher. It's not about fixing your human to go back to it and make it more efficient. It isn't about that at all. The reason people fail in their spiritual practice is they fail to realize, truly, truly realize what the spiritual practice is all about. It is about transcendence. It's about realizing the absolute futility of living in your biology, from your biology, as your biology. That means all those impulses that you have, if you read again, I say, Robert Sapolsky, and you take a look at his work, you will see what he says is true. You have no free will. You're at the beck and call of your humanity. That's it. And that's why the world is the way the world is. That's why people are the way they are. We make this really ugly, and we go on being ugly because we think that we're being right. We're serving the master of our body. As Jesus said, no man can serve two masters. He'll hate the one and love the other and love the one and hate the other. And what he is saying is so very true. You can't serve two masters. So you have to decide if you're willing to give up the way you have lived out of the persona, the ego, the emperor of all malice, and change the way you live. Now, most people, they don't want to do that. That's too much work, and the benefits just don't seem to be in accord with the effort. They think the effort is more than the benefits are worth, but that would not be true. That's a pure assumption. The great beauty that lives within you, the great goodness that lives within you, that will never be discovered if you don't awaken. Now, you've done everything you can in the human. You got to look at it this way. And you got to ask yourself, what is the fundamental purpose of my life? What am I here for? What am I doing with this life experience? And if it is just to survive and see if you can get wealth and get favor with people, get whatever it is you think you want that will make you happy, you will miss your entire lifetime. And it will be tragic that you do that, because that's what most people do. You will find that nothing ever really changes within you. It's just an endless stream of desire, ambition, pride, and vanity that you are seeking. And you will never really realize the awakening that can live within you. The beauty. There is an essence and a beauty that is far beyond the human perception and conception. Far beyond. It goes very deep, deep, deep inside you. It is the origins of your being. And most people can't do it. They refuse to do it because it's too much fun being in conflict and contrary. I've had many students just because they couldn't do it, because they weren't willing to make the sacrifices on a personal level. Give up vanity, pride, anger, give up the whole idea of logic and reasoning, and move very deeply into meditation, into the quietude of it all. They just refused to do it. They couldn't do it because they had done something to themselves that most Americans do. And that is, we overgratify ourselves. And when a person is overly gratified, then they're in a very bad position to awaken. And it becomes harder and harder to work upon oneself, because all these gratifications have now accumulated in expectations that the human being expects to be rewarded for anything that it does. We are a very shoddy group of people here on Earth. I hate to say it. We live for the extremes, always wanting more and better and more and better. And we think that's pushing technology and civilization further ahead. It isn't, because we're still very primitive in the way we live our life, how we live within ourselves. We're still doing the Neanderthal thing. You know, you came into my house, and you know, ugly things that we do. This isn't going to change because of a philosophy. I really have to work on myself, and that means I don't respond to my emotionality. I don't respond to those things inside me that impulse me to do cruel things. Now, I talked about this in the last program yesterday. So you have to really understand what this is all about. It isn't about getting back to normal. I hope you never get back to normal. I would hope that you would transcend your normal and start living more consciously, seeing things the way they are, seeing the true is true and the false is false, and not falling into the clutches of your body, the endless body that falls into hapless living, where we are just impulsed by vengeance, pride, vanity, anger, self-hatred, where we start to live our life not to love ourselves, but to be love itself. And that is something that most people do not recognize, nor do they seek, because it's too hard. That's what I hear all the time. It's too hard. I hope it helps you. It's too hard. You can do this. Wake up. All right. That's it for this week. I'll be back on the air next week. I hope this all helped you. And please forgive me, eh? Namaste.